Today's Shi'as Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Gimel. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Gimel, Amud Aleph, six lines from the Tanur Rabbanan. As we had concluded yesterday's Shi'ar, we learned the Machlokes of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes had debated, what's the halacha if somebody is B'derech Rechayka? Can he have the Korban Pesach brought up on his behalf? And he'll be back in Yerushalayim by Pesach by night and eat from that Korban Pesach. But does the Torah absolutely say that if you're B'derech Rechayka, the Korban Pesach cannot be brought on your behalf? So the Gemara had said that Rav Sheshes' opinion was that even B'dayevit, it doesn't work. And according to Rav Nachman, it is effective if somebody brought a Korban Pesach, even though when the Korban Pesach was brought on behalf of this individual, he was B'derech Rechayka. So now the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a brisa that speaks about the halachas of Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara is saying that this brisa supports the opinion of Rav Nachman. Begins the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Elu Oisin as Pesach as Sheni. The following individuals bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. Hazovim v'azovos, Hamitzuroin, Vamitzurois, Nidois, Uboile Nidois, Vayodois, all of these people cannot bring Pesach Rishin because they were Tomei. And not only is their Tomeh a Tomeh, but their Tomeh is not a one-day Tomeh. It's not a Tomeh where you could just jump into the mikveh and have Harav Shemesh and tonight you'll be Tar. All of these people, Azov, Azova, have to wait Shiva Nakiyim. The Mitzayra has to go through the entire Tahara procedure. A Nida, as we discussed, has to wait for at least 7 days to pass. Midaraisa, even though Midaraisa, a Nida does not need Zayin Nekiyim, but she still does need a minimum of 7 days. A Yeledes of a Zohar needs to wait 7 days at least from when she had the baby to go to the mikvah. A Yeledes Nekeva needs to wait at least 2 weeks. A Boil Nida needs to wait at least 7 days. And furthermore, says the Braisa, Hashkoigim v'anusiv v'amazidim, it doesn't make a difference if they're shoyig, oinus, or mezid, v'tamev shahoy b'derech rechayka. All of them are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, lama nema tamei? So says the Gemara, what's the Braisa's question? Lama tamei, lama nema. The Torah had to teach us the din of tamei, the boy that if he wanted to make the Korban Pesach a Pesach Rishon, he cannot make it a Pesach Rishon. He's not like anyone else that if he's an onus, but if the Korban Pesach was brought on his behalf, it would be effective. For a Tomei, it never works. Ella asked the Gemara, the question of the Braisa is, what are the Torahs single out? The Derech Rechayka. Isn't a Derech Rechayka the same as anybody else that is an onus? So why did the Torah single him out? Says the Gemara, lefoytre min hakaras, that he's not the affa, that even though he didn't bring Pesach Rishon because he was B'Derech Rechayka, he could have scheduled himself not to be B'Derech Rechayka. And if he would have scheduled himself not to be B'Derech Rechayka, he would have been able to bring the Korban Pesach. Still, the halacha is, if he's Derech Rechayka, the Torah says he will not get kares for not having brought the Pesach Rishon. Now, says the Gemara, Commander Armor, this Braisa clearly indicates that Hurtza. The Braisa could have said that he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni, even if he wanted to make Pesach Rishon. The fact that the Braisa did not say that that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Obviously, the Braisa is coming to teach, the Braisa holds, that had he wanted to bring the Pesach Rishon, he would be able to bring the Pesach Rishon, obviously not himself, by having a shliach bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf. So that's why the Braisa gave us another teretz, that he's potter from Koris, and we don't say, why did you put yourself into a situation of being outside of Yerushalayim when the Korban Pesach is supposed to be brought. So we see clearly from this braisa, says the Gemara, like the opinion of Rav Nachman, that somebody who is b'derek rechayka can have the Karban Pesach brought on his behalf. But now the Gemara says that amongst, the Gemara goes back to the braisa, and the braisa says that amongst the people who are chayv and Pesach Sheni are Anida and Oyeledes. Ask the Gemara, is a woman chuyv in Pesach Sheni? V'tanya, doesn't another braisa teach us yochalo yoisin as a sheni el taneim nefesh v'shoyi v'terach rechayka, that the only tmeim that have the option that can make a Pesach Sheni is, are, I would think maybe, are the tamei nefesh and derech rechaykim, because they are the people that the Torah speaks about that are pushed to Pesach Sheni. Zoven umitzuroin b'olim mitnidois, which are different forms of tumah that the Torah doesn't mention. Minayin, how do we know that they also make Pesach Sheni? Tameloimer ish ish. The Torah says ish ish ki yitamei lenefesh. The Torah is teaching us that anyone who's tamei is pushed to Pesach Sheni. That's what we learn from ish, from anybody else. So we see that the Torah speaks specifically about somebody who is an ish. So how do we say that these women are also mechuyev to make Pesach Sheni? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. The braisa that says that women make Pesach Sheni is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who taught us on Daf Tzadik Aleph that women are mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. This braisa, the braisa that says that women don't make a Pesach Sheni, is following the opinion of Yehuda and Shimon that hold that women aren't mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. And in fact, now the Gemara goes in to discuss what is the halacha, under what circumstances if somebody did bring Pesach Rishon, didn't bring Pesach Rishon. As we mention often, the Karban Pesach is unique, that when somebody doesn't bring a Karban Pesach, it's a mitzvah to say that Yechayiv kares for. And the question is, for which situation is there a Chayiv kares? So says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Chayiv kares l'rishon, somebody who didn't bring Karban Pesach berish on the first Pesach, b'mezid is Chayiv kares ala sheni. He's also Chayiv kares if he didn't bring Pesach sheni. And as Rashi, the very maskal Chayiv, explains this Gemara, we're not speaking about the same individual. We're talking about two different people. That one of them was a shoygig on Pesach Rishon and a mezid on Pesach Sheni, and the other individual was mezid on Pesach Rishon, which is a shoygig on Pesach Sheni. Both of them chayiv kares because they didn't bring a karm. One of the times that they could have brought the karm Pesach was, and they didn't do so b'mezid. Or this thing would also come up for a ger that we're going to speak about, a ger that became a ger between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, that is chayiv kares for not bringing Pesach Sheni, but obviously he's not chayiv for bringing Karban Pesach Rishon because he wasn't a Jew at that point. But we can't say that the Gemara here, explains Rashi, is referring to an individual that did not bring both Karban Pesach b'mezid. That the Bryce is teaching us that he's chayiv kares both for Pesach Rishon and for Pesach Sheni. Because just like we cannot kill a person two times, we can't give him kares twice. We also, continues Rashi to explain, can't be saying that we're referring to an individual who didn't bring the Karban Pesach b'shoygig, and that if he didn't bring Karban Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he'll be chayiv achatas twice. Because although, as we just explained, the halacha is that somebody who doesn't bring a Karban Pesach is chayiv kares, that's only b'mezid. And even though b'kol ha-Torah kula, as the Gemara Masechta Krisis teaches us, if somebody misses out on doing a mitzvah, if somebody misses out on doing does an avera for which there's a chiv kares b'mezid, b'shoigig there is chatos, that's only when we're talking about a lav. But as we speak about Karban Pesach is not a lav. Karban Pesach is a mitzvah saseh. And since it's a mitzvah saseh, there is no karban chatos for having missed out on the mitzvah saseh. So this opinion that Yechayev Karis, both of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, says the Gemara Divrei Rebbe is the opinion of Rebbe. Rav Nosso am Yechayev Karis al Rishon, Yechayev Karis for missing out Pesach Rishon, or Pata al Sheni. But if you miss Pesach Rishon because you were Shagi Goynes, so obviously you're not going to be Chayev Karis for that. And then you miss out bringing Pesach Sheni b'shogig or b'oynis. So then you won't be chayiv. Then you won't be chayiv Karis at all. Reb Chanina ben Akiva Omer, afal Rishon ein chayiv Karis. The only time chayiv Karis for missing Pesach Rishon is elam kein lo also as a sheni. Also, if you also missed out Pesach Sheni b'mezid. But if you didn't miss out Pesach Sheni b'mezid, then the halach is that you could bring, the halach is you could bring, you're not chayiv karis. Says the Gemara, Vazul Tamayu, and this discussion that we're having now around when are you chayiv karis for missing a Pesach Sheni, for missing a Karim Pesach, is actually later to a different machlokes, the Tanya, a subject that we just mentioned. Gershon is guy ben shnei psachim. If somebody came a ger between the two carbon pay, between the two pesachs, became cotton shagidl ben shnei psachim, or a child became a godel between the two times that the carbon pesach are brought, chayv las pesach sheni divrei Rebbe. Rav Nesson Omer, Rav Nesson says, call shazokak l'rishon. Whoever is obligated in pesach rishon zokak l'sheni has to bring pesach sheni. The kol she'en a zokek l'rishon, but if you have an individual that's not mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, he is not chayev in Pesach Sheni. So here too, we're learning the connection between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara B'mayim Mechleku, what is the basis of the Mechlekes? Rebbe Sova Sheni Regel V'fnei Atzmayu. Rebbe's opinion is that Pesach Sheni is an independent yontif. And therefore, even though this person was a nochri or a cotton by Pesach Rishon, that doesn't have anything to do with Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni, according to Rebbe, is an independent yontif. Rav Nosson Sover, Sheni Tashlum de Rishon Hu. A Sheni is a makeup for Pesach Rishon. So if you're not mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, then you're not mechuyev in the makeup. Tikkun el Rishon le maskin le. The point of the Pesach Sheni is, and therefore he also says, that if somebody missed the Pesach Rishon, he's going to be chayiv on Karis, even he's going to be chayiv Karis independently. Rav Chananya ben Akiva Sova Shekaini Tkanta the Rishon. So Rashi says that Rebbe holds the Pesach Rishon is a yontif for itself. What's going to be the halacha according to Rebbe if somebody deliberately did not bring Pesach Rishon, but he did bring Pesach Sheni? Will he be chayiv karis because he didn't miss out Pesach Rishon deliberately, or the fact that he brought Pesach Sheni will repair that mezid? Tzlach's opinion is that according to Rebbe, even if somebody brought Pesach Sheni, but if the mezid he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he's going to be chayiv karis. However, the Rishash disagrees, and the Rishash holds that if somebody indeed missed out Pesach Rishon b'mezid, but he brought Pesach Sheni, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. So our Gemara discusses the individual who was a ger, who was not Jewish yet, or caught in Pesach Rishon. What's going to be his halacha regarding Pesach Sheni? So Rebbe holds that he's mechuyev to bring a carbon, because he holds that Pesach Sheni is independent yontif, and Reb Nosson holds that it's only tashlumin. The Rambam, when he paskins this halacha, he paskins like Rebbe, and he paskins that if you have a boy became bar mitzvah right before Pesach Sheni, obviously he wasn't bar mitzvah by Pesach Rishon, he's obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the Rambam adds that if this child was already part of a chabura for Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni, because he already fulfilled his obligation with Pesach Rishon. So all the Mefarshim try to understand the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Pesach ration that was brought for this child should not really be of much meaning, because when the Pesach ration was brought for this child, he was still a katan. The Brisk Rav, the Divrei Makil, discusses another interesting shaila. We know that in a year that Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday, the 10th of Av. So Divrei Makil discusses what's going to be halacha regarding a child who became a gadol on the 10th of Av, on that year. And then on Tisha B'Av, he was still a katan. He wants to suggest that such a child should not have to fast, because the entire fast on the 10th of Av is only a makeup for the 9th of Av. And since on the 9th of Av he was a katan, he's exempt. However, the Divrei Makil Lahalocha says that he has to fast. He says that when Chazal enacted Tisha B'Av, L'chatchila they enacted that in a year that Tisha B'Av will be on Shabbos, then the fast is not on the 9th of Av. The fast is supposed to be on the 10th of Av. And therefore, he has to fast on the 10th of Av, because this year, the fast day is on the 10th, not on the 9th. The Shal Zetshuvas Mach Nechayim, Chela Gimel Simulam Aleph, discusses a situation. What happens if somebody became a ger during Yontif? Will he be Mechuyev? In the middle of Cholamot, he became a ger. So certainly, he may not eat chametz after he becomes a ger. There's no question that that is not an option. The question is, can he become, will he be choyev bayirah bayimotzah? Maybe, the only time we say bayirah bayimotzah suggests the mach nechayim, is in a situation where he could keep the bayirah bayimotzah for the entire 8 days. So here, he can't... 7 days in Eretz Yisrael. Here he can't keep Bayirah Bayimotzah, he's not obligated Bayirah Bayimotzah for the entire duration of Yontif, because he was a ger at the beginning of Yontif. And therefore, it's very possible that such a person will not be mechuyev, even though he now is a Jew. We can have a circumstance where you have an individual who's a full-fledged Jew, and he's not mechuyev in Bayirah Bayimotzah. But we quoted the opinion of the Rambam, that the Rambam said a very big chiddush, that this katan, who became a katan between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, even though, and he participated, or his father registered him on a carbon Pesach Rishon, and he participated in that Pesach Rishon, he will not have to bring Pesach Sheni. And of course the question is, why? The Pesach Rishon, he was still a katan, but Pesach Sheni, he's a gadol. From here we see that the mitzvah of a katan, the mitzvah that a katan performs, is considered a valid mitzvah, even though at the time he's performing the mitzvah, he's still only a katan. And that's why the question comes up, that if somebody did a mitzvah when they were a katan, would they have to do the mitzvah over when they're a gadol, a mitzvah which could be repeated? For example, I saw a shaila. Let's say somebody was a bechor, and he did a pinyan aben on himself when he was a katan. It's not that his father did it for him, he did it for himself. Now we know that, as we discussed many times, the kinyan of a katan is a very weak kinyan. Should we make him do the kinyan again when he is a gadol? Or can we say that since he did the mitzvah, he doesn't have to do it again? This Rambam clearly seems to indicate that even though he did the mitzvah when he was a katan, the mitzvah is considered a full-fledged mitzvah, and that's why, even though he brought the Pesach Rishon when he was a katan, he would not need to bring the Pesach again when he is a gadol. Says the Gemara. So we've been learning the different opinions in our Gemara. What are the chiyuvim and Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Says the Gemara, the three-way machloikas that we've been learning, the machloikas of Rebbe, Reb Nosson, and Chananya ben Akavya, says the Gemara, Mikra Echa Darshu. They all learn their opinions from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, Vishishu Tara ubederech loy hoya. Rebbe, v'chadal lasis ha-Pesach, v'nechros ha-nefesh ha-hima ha-mea, ki karmen Hashem aloy hikrev, v'may adoy, chetoy yisoy hu ishahu. So Rebbe learns the pasuk as follows. Rebbe says, "V'chadol lasis a pesach v'nechrasop." When is he chayiv karis rachman slon? The loy oved berishin, because he didn't make pesach rishin. Inami, and then the pasuk continues in saying, "Kamen Hashem lahikar b'ma'adoy," to teach us that there's a separate chayiv karis for sheni for pesach sheni. Ask the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Cheto yisoy." The pasuk Hashem lahikar b'mayadoi, and the pasuk continued saying chetoy yisoy ha'ishahu, and we explained that chetoy yisoy ha'ishahu, Rebbe explains, is referring to chiyuv koritz for not doing Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, umimai the high chetoy yisoy korosu. What tells us to explain the words chetoy yisoy to mean that it's a chiyuv koritz? Answers the Gemara, the pasuk says. The pasuk speaks about a megadev, and as we're going to see in our Gemara now, there are two explanations of who is a megadev. Either it's somebody who is mevarech Hashem, it's a euphemism, somebody who is mekala Hashem, or megadev is somebody who worships avodah zarah. So says the Gemara. Rebbe's opinion is that the megadev is somebody who curses Hashem, and the pasuk says. By the Megadev, as Hashem who Megadev, v'nichrasa ha'nefesh ha'hi mekerev amad. He says that pasuk, Megadev, is referring to Mevarach Hashem, who's chayiv koris. And then another pasuk, in speaking about Mevarach Hashem, says, ish ish ki yikal alaka v'nasa chetoy. So we see that when the Torah uses the words v'nasa chetoy, it's another way of saying that there's a chayiv koris. We learned when the Torah says v'nasa chetoy by Megadev and it says by Pesach Sheni ma'ala halon, just like by Megadev, it means that there's a chiyuv koris. Says Rebbe here too, when the Torah says v'chetoy nasa chetoy by Pesach Sheni, it means there's a chiyuv koris. Rav Nosson explains the pasuk differently. He says, the pasuk says, v'chodol lasas ha'pesach v'nechrasa. The way to understand, ki karmen Hashem lahikar b'ma'adoi, the high key, b'loshadahu. The word key that's mentioned in this pasuk is an explanation. It's a why. Why is he chayiv koris? V'och kam rachmona. This is the way the Torah is teaching us. V'chodol lasas ha'pesach v'nechrasa. That if he didn't bring the karmen pesach rishin, he's chayiv koris. V'och karmen Hashem lahikar b'ma'adoi. Because since he didn't do what he was supposed to do, since he didn't bring the Karm Pesach Rishon, so that's why he's punished for not bring. He's punished for that Aveira. And the question, of course, asked the Tzlach. So the Torah already said he's Chayiv Koris. Why did the Torah repeat itself? So the Tzlach says, the Torah says the words, Ki Karben Hashem Lahikar B'me'adoi, to teach us that he's only Chayiv Koris for Pesach Rishon, and Pesach Sheni will not correct that lav. If you didn't do Pesach Rishon, you chayiv koris. Because Rashi, in this opinion of Rashi, that according to Reb Nosson, that if you didn't bring Pesach Rishon b'mezid, even according to Reb Nosson, not Rebbe, according to Reb Nosson, if you didn't bring Pesach Rishon, even if you bring Pesach Sheni, you'll still be chayiv chatas. Ask the Gemara, but the pasuk concludes, cheto yisoy, my avadlei, what will Reb Nosson do with those words? Answers the Gemara, Kosovra, as we mentioned a moment ago, Reb Nosson's opinion is that Megadev is not Mevarach Hashem. The Megadev is Lavhan Mevarach Hashem. It's not referring to somebody who curses Hashem, Chas V'Sholem. Rather, it's somebody who sings and praises Avodah Zarah. The Gomer, Haychate the Chosom, Mehaychate the Hocha. And on the contrary, the Torah used the words Cheto Yisoy by Mevarach Hashem. But the Torah didn't tell us what is the Oynish for Mevarach Hashem. How do we know what is the Oynish for Mevarach Hashem? The way where we know the Oynish for Mevarach Hashem is learning it from Pesach. Ma Hocha. By Pesach, the Torah used the words Cheta Yisoy, and we know for not bringing Karm Pesach, there's a Chiyuv Koris. Av Hosom, since the Torah uses the words V'nosa Chetoy by Mevarach Hashem, we will know that the punishment for Mevarach Hashem is Koris. Rechananya ben Akav Yisover, The pasuk says v'chadal lasa pesach v'nechrasa. If he didn't make pesach rishin schayif karis, e karban Hashem lahikar v'me'adoi. When will he be chayif karis? If he also did not bring a pesach sheni, that means according to Chananya ben Akavya, you're not chayif karis for missing pesach rishin only if you also didn't bring Pesach Sheni b'mezid. According to him, the definition of ki karban Hashem is if, because as the Gemara says in many places that the word ki has many different meanings. So Reb Nosson said ki means because, and here according to Rabbi Chananya Makavi means if. Ask the Gemara of a high chiyata yisamei avadlei, what will he do with chiyata yisai? Says the Gemara, it could amaran come to teach us, like we just said, explained to Reb Nosson, that the chiyah from Avarach is Hashem, Rachman Slon is Karis. Hilkach, if somebody deliberately did not bring not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni, everybody will agree his chayiv Karis. But according to Rebbe, Yechayiv either for the Pesach Rishon, for the Pesach Sheni, but like we explained before, you can't be chayiv for both. And according to Reb Nosson, Chananya ben Akavya, you chayiv for Pesach Rishon, because only Pesach Rishon carries with it a chiyuv karis. Shogi b'zeh b'zeh, you will shogi both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the Reakal Potter, everybody will say you're not chayiv karis. Because you can never be chayiv karis only if you did the Avera b'mezit. Hezit b'rishon, v'shogag b'sheni, l'rebi l'Reb Nosson chayiv, because Pesach Rishon comes with a chiyuv karis. Chananya Potter, because unless you also were mazed b'sheni, we just learned Reb Chananya ben Akavya says, you're not chayiv karis. Shogeg b'rishin v'hezeg b'sheni, if you were shogeg b'pesach rishin and you were mazed b'pesach sheni, l'rebi chayiv, according to Rebbe, you'll be chayiv for Pesach sheni. Reb Nosson Chananya ben Akavya, you can never be chayiv for Pesach sheni, potter, you never chayiv for Pesach sheni alone. So we've been learning that somebody who's b'derech r'chayka is potter from making Pesach rishin. You make Pesach Sheni. So now the Mishnah and the Gemara begin to discuss what is the definition of Derech Rechoika. Eizu Derech Rechoika. What is the definition of Derech Rechoika? Says the Gemara, Min HaMedim Melchutz. There was a city, Medim, near Yerushalayim. Anybody who's past the city of Medim is considered a Derech Rechoika. And says the Gemara, U'kimidos kol ruach, and that is the distance between Medim and Yerushalayim is the distance how we measure to be considered Derech Rechoika in all four directions. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Meskupa Hazara L'chutz. It's measured from the Azara. If you're not in the Azara when the time comes, you're considered Derech Rechoika. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Lefikach, if we look in the Chumash and we look at the word Rechoika, Nokot Al Hei, on top of the letter hey in the word rechoika, there's a dot. Loima, naish rechoik vaday, it comes to limit the distance. And that to be considered b'derech rechoika, you don't need to be very far away. Elam is kupas azara l'chutz. Even if you just, by the distance of the azara and l'chutz, you're already considered derech rechoika. So the question is, now we understand, Rabbi Elazar's opinion. The Torah went out of its way to put that on top of the word rechoika to say that even if you're just outside the Azara, you're considered rechoika. But according to Rabbi Akiva, what does that come to teach us? So I saw that the Ramban says that the dat is coming to teach us that when we speak about derech rechoika, it's only a person that was b'derech rechoika when the shechita of the Karan Pesach or the time to eat the Karan Pesach. But not that's how we look at what is the individual that's considered derech rechoika. So our Mishnah just taught us that if somebody is meskupas azara l'chutz, he's already considered b'derech rechoika. So I saw that the Sefer Knesset Mordechai from the Sadegeri Rebbe asks, somebody who's just right outside from the Azara is one step away. How can we come to call him Derech Rechoika? So he explains, from here we see that Derech Rechoika is not defined just by physical distance. It's very hard to call a person who's just physically distant this small amount that he should be considered a Derech R'chaika. Derech R'chaika is a state of mind. You could be a step away from the Azara, but if you're in your state of mind, you're R'chaika, in your state of mind, you're far away from the Azara, then you are considered B'derech R'chaika. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Medin L'Yerushalayim, if we measure the distance from Medin to Yerushalayim, the distance is 15 milin. It was a distance of 15 mil. The Rishash points out that when the Gemara says Medin Yerushalayim, it doesn't mean to Yerushalayim. It actually means to the Azara, because everything that we measure is that we should be able to be in the Azara. So therefore, even though the Gemara uses the words Menadiyin Rishlaim, it means Menadiyin Trazara. Says the Gemara, according to this, that according to Rekiva, if you Menadiyin, and further, you're considered Derech Rechaika, says the Gemara, Savala, and now Ula says that that's Chamisha Elim, says the Gemara, Savala, how does this all get translated? Because says the Gemara, Savala, he is of the opinion, how much could a person walk on an average day? An average day means a day's in Nisan and Tishrei. Well, we know in the days of Nisan and Tishrei, the day and the night are equal to both 12 hours. And we're talking about a person of average height and average strength. How much could he walk in that day? From Alois Shacha to Tzeis Kechavim, he could walk Eser Basos, which is a total of 40 mil. Each parsa is 4 mil. And how is the day divided? Says the Gemara. Malois Shach Vanetzachama. From the Alois to the Nets, you'll walk Chameshus Milim. From the Shkia to the Tzeska Chavim, you'll walk Chameshus Milim. Pashale, so we're left 30 mil. You can walk 15 mil from the Nets until Chatzos, and then you can walk 15 mil from Chatzos till the Shkia. The Truma Sedeshin, based on this Gemara, says that 12-hour day is from the Alois Shachar until the Tzeis HaKechavim. And according to Ula, a person could walk in 1 hour, 3 mil and a third. That means every mil you get 3 minutes for. And therefore, the Ambar mil that you walk from Alois Shachar to Tzeis Kechavim, when you divide it amongst 12 hours, you'll get 720 minutes. The Gra has a whole different explanation. He says that we don't count from the Alois to the Tzeis, we count from the Nates to the Shkia. So now, according to Ula, we could travel from the Shkia from Chatzos to Shkia 15 mil. So when the Mishnah says that somebody who is at Chatzos past Maidim, that means he can't travel anymore this distance of 15 mil. He's further away from Yerushalayim, a distance that traveling normally he will be able to get to Yerushalayim. Ulal Tameh, why is it based on the amount of time from Chatzos to the Shkia? Says the Gemara, Ulal Tameh, the Amu Ula, Eze Derech Rechaika, when we speak about the Derech Rechaika, Kol She'eni Yechal L'Kanes B'Shah Shechita. Anybody who is so far away that he won't be able to get to Yerushalayim during the time that they shechted the Korban Pesach. And since Midaraisa, the time for shechting the Korban Pesach is from Chatzos until the Shkia, so Ula says that if you're so far away from Yerushalayim that you can't make it to Yerushalayim, because that's how far you're away, you're potter from, you're considered B'derech Rechaika. So Tosfos asked the question, we're counting the time for the Shechita Korban Pesach, as we just said, from Chatzos. But didn't we learn much earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Nun Ches, that the Zman Shechita HaTamid was by Chatzos, and they didn't shecht the Korban Pesach until after they finish bringing the Karmat Tamid. So Tosfos on Daf Heyom and Aleph, the Rei Maskel Loi asked this question. He says that since B'di'evid, if you bring the Karmat Pesach at any point after Chatzos, even if you bring it before the Karmat Tamid, the Karmat Pesach is kosher. So that's why when we want to figure when does this man Karmat Pesach begin, we begin by Chatzos. Amar, so we learned in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Alois Shachar and Netzachamid, the amount of time that you walk from the Alois to the Netz, is the amount is Chameshes Milan. Menolon, how do we see that that is the shear? The Pasuk says, when the Malachim saved Avram Avinu's nephew Lot, when Sodom was turned over, the Pasuk says, Ukamai HaShachar Allah, V'yitza Malachim B'Lot Leimar, Kum kach istishcha penti sofa bavoine ir. Lloyd at Alois HaShachar was still in Stoim. The Ksiv, and then the Pasuk says, Hashemesh yotzal aretz v'loit ba tzara. By the Netz, he was already in Tzoyar. V'amar b'chanina, l'di chazalei hu asra, I saw the distance from Stoim to Tzoyar, v'av chamishi milim. So we see that the distance from, that the mount that you could travel from the Alois HaShachar until the Netz is 5 milim, the distance from Stoim to Tzoyah. Gufa, Amo Ula, Eze Derech Rechoyka. So we just learned and explained, Ula explained, that what, when is an individual considered B'Derech Rechoyka? Kol She'eni Yechoy L'Kon B'Sha Shechita. If he can't, if he's so far away that he won't be able to arrive B'Sha Shechita to Azara. Yehuda Amar, if it can't get into Yerushalayim the entire night of Pesach, then you're already considered B'derech Rechoyka. That is enough to be considered Derech Rechoyka. So the Tzlach asks, I don't understand. If the person could get the B'Sha Shechila, but he can't get the B'Sha Shechita, why should he not be considered Derech Rechoyka? You can't eat from the Karm Pesach unless the Karm Pesach was properly processed on Erev Pesach. And this individual can't get to the Beis HaMikdash in time on Erev Pesach. So the Tzlach answers, we're talking about a person who can't, under normal circumstances, get to the Azara Erev Pesach in the afternoon, but he can get to Yerushalayim Pesach in the evening. But that individual is sort of not very close and not very far. And the question is he obligated to take horses that travel quickly, that because he could get to Yerushalayim by night, by traveling normally, if he'll do special effort, he'll be able to get into Yerushalayim Pesach afternoon to bring the Karm Pesach. And that's the machloikus. Ula says, if you can't get to Yerushalayim under normal circumstances, Erev Pesach afternoon, you are considered B'Derech Rechoyka. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, if you could get to Yerushalayim under normal circumstances in the evening, that means with great effort, you'll be able to get into Yerushalayim Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And if that's the case, that's what you're obligated to do. We learned on Daft Tzadik Amabez, a Machloikus Ulan Rabbi Yehuda, regarding a person was Tamei Sheretz on Erev Pesach, and he did not yet go to the mikveh. Could he ask somebody else to bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf, and then he'll go to the mikveh and have Erev Shemesh, and I'll be able to eat the Karm Pesach that night? Ula says, since that's all possible, that he could go to the mikveh still today, so the Karm Pesach should be brought on behalf of such an individual. Yehuda says, if he hasn't yet brought the mikveh, he hasn't yet gone to the mikveh, we can't bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. Amleiru Ula, Ravala Ula, Ludidoch, Kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. I have a question on your opinion, and I have a question on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Ludidoch Kasha, the Amrit, Kosha and Yochel Kones, B'Sha Shechita, anybody who can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, that can't get there, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, is considered B'Derech Rechoyka. So he asked, for Tamei Sheretz, let's talk about every Tamei Sheretz. A Tamei Sheretz, any Yochel Kones, B'Sha Shechita, he can't go into the Azara, Erev Pesach. the Kamrit, yet your opinion, as we just quoted, is that Shaykh Mazarkin at Tmei Sheretz. But why? He's an individual that can't go into the Azar Erev Pesach. And you said if you can't get the Erev Pesach, we don't bring a Karm Pesach for you. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. Dama Kasha and Nikola comes with Shas Achila. If you're not going to be there at night, but Tmei Sheretz, by night he could have gone to the mikveh and had Terev Shemesh. The Yochel comes with Shas Achila, and he could eat from the Karm Pesach. And still, Kamar, Rabbi Yehuda said that we don't shaykh Mazak and Tmei Sheretz. But why? He's an individual that by night will be able to eat from the Karm Pesach. Amalei, so Ula responds, Loyla Didi Kasha, Loyla Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. I can answer the question both on my that you asked on my opinion and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Didi Kasha, Derech Rechayk Latar, and Derech Rechayk Latamei. This special dispensation that the Torah gave is only for a person who's Bederech Rechayk. And the Torah says, V'isho Shu Tor, or Bederech Loi Hoya, V'chad Alas Sapesach. So somebody who can't come to the Azara because he's Bederech Rechayk, such a person doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon. But when the Torah speaks about a Tamei, the Torah says, the Torah doesn't speak about a Tamei in the context of somebody who's Bederech Rechayka. The Torah speaks about the person being Tamei LeNefesh. The Torah says, only somebody who's Tamei LeNefesh, somebody who's a Tamei Mace, that there's no way that he could eat the Karan Pesach tonight, that person doesn't have the Pesach Rishon brought on his behalf. But a Tamei Sheretz, who could go to the mikveh and then have Harav Shemesh and then be able to eat the Karm Pesach tonight, he, the only thing the Torah looks for in determining if he's Chayv in Pesach Rishon or not, is one simple test. Will he be able to eat the Karm Pesach tonight? Will he not be able to eat the Karm Pesach tonight? And if he will be able to eat the Karm Pesach tonight, then he's chayv to bring he brings the Karm Pesach, even though right now he's Tamei. And then, Rabbi Yehuda Loikasha, there is no question on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Tamei Sheretz, even though the Tamei Sheretz can eat the Karm Pesach at night, Rechmona Dachye, the Torah says that anybody who's Tamei, don't bring a Karm Pesach for him. Because the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Kiyya Tamil Nefesh. And as we explained previously, Mila Eskinen, the Torah is also speaking about the Tamei Nefesh, who was Chal Shvish Leilias Bera Pesach. It's the last day of his Tumah. So Tamei Mace on the seventh day is equivalent to any Tamei Sheretz. And the Torah is saying to that individual, Vafilach Am Rachmana, if you are Tamei, even though by tonight you'll be able to eat the Karm Pesach, Litchi, don't bring the Karma Pesach on behalf of that individual. So for a Tamei person, according to Yehuda, it doesn't make a difference what the circumstances are. It doesn't make a difference if he'll be able to eat the Karma Pesach tonight or he will not be able to eat the Karma Pesach tonight. We don't bring a Karma Pesach for somebody who's Tamei. Derech Rechayka is a different rule altogether. By Derech Rechayka, according to Yehuda, the only thing that we want to look at to determine if he is or isn't considered in the category of Derech Rechayka is will he be able to eat the Karm Pesach tonight? And if he's in a place that he could get to Yerushalayim by tonight and eat the Karm Pesach, according to Yehuda, we cannot classify that individual in the category of Derech Rechayka.